Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful sound. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the gothic vampire empress of the night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. Open your ears to a new sensation in music that may possibly impress and astonish your auditory senses. Be prepared for a new mystical music transformation. For in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. And now, here is the gothic vampire empress of Waterloo region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Welcome to the dark side, my darkly visitors. Heard only here on 98.5 CKWR near downtown Kitchener and encompassing all of Waterloo region. I am your hostess for the evening, or shall I say, the early morning. Nice touch, Eva. This is Eva, my ethereal voice assistant. Eva, for short, she's a wisp belonging to the she, what mortals call the fae.
I'm actually an ascended fae.
Yes. So, my dear intangible companion, which musical artists are scheduled to be played on this hauntingly vibrant night?
We have visitations from Biwana Claude and the Gorillas, Breeding Ground, Cecil Monique, Visphere, Morbid Poetry, Mandragoral Scream, Ex-Mal Deutschland, Concrete Blonde, and Miss FD. To list a few of many haunting voices to come.
Perfect. Let's bounce into our evening's events, starting off with mobiles on the mighty Dynamo 98.5 CKWR, the home station of gothic and dark wave music on the terrestrial radio dial, and home base for the dark side. I'm Madam Ravencroft, the night shift crew, and myself will see you after our tri-set.
You We'll be right back.
welcome back to my Lovers of the Night and nightly lovers of all darkish music, namely goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, ethereal dream pop, pagan pop, post-punk, and any other music that touches the heart of goth. This is 98.5 CKWR, and I am the Crimson Vampire Empress of the Evening, Madame Ravencroft, and you have found yourself in The Dark Side, heard weekly here from 3 to 5 Saturday mornings. We just heard from Eastbourne, East Sussex, England's synth-pop, new-wave, dark-wave band, Mobiles, and lead singer Anna Maria were drowning in Berlin from their 1982 album, Mobiles. I was going to have this one on last week's show, but we were running late and I had to bump this song to this week instead.
Meaning, we had a little issue with the Spectral Mansion's conservatory being flash-mobbed by the spectral residents of the mansion.
Right. They took over the space and made themselves well known. Did Lorelei enact some magical wards over the past week, Eva?
Yes, I watched her do it. She even covered the windows in sigil wards, meaning you can have them fully open, and the spectrals will be unable to enter this private space unless invited specifically.
Kind of like how vampires can't enter the boat while being invited in first.
Exactly. She mentioned the wards should hold and don't need to be empowered for about 150 years.
What about Mortimer and Winston?
Well, Celine was here without a problem. Lorelei said if you invite them into the space, then the wards will let them pass through. You must be present in order to allow those to pass through the magical barrier. If you need to repulse them, you just inform them to go. They have to obey. They have no choice, else magical forces will tear them asunder.
Okay then, that's resolved. Very good. By the way, that's the first time I heard you use a modern-day pop culture terminological reference. Flash mob? Getting hip, are we?
Let's just say I'm expanding my horizons.
No argument here. Anyways, back to the list. After Mobiles was Toronto, Ontario, Canada's alternative rock, post-punk, cold wave, goth rock band Breeding Ground, with This Time Tomorrow, off their 1986 album, Tales of Adventure, then finishing up with a new song drop from Fort Lauderdale's electro-industrial synth-goth EBM siren, Miss FD, and Menticide, from the 2002 digital single of the same name. With that, who's up next on the Dark Side, Eva?
Coming up, we have Morbid Poetry, Hamilton, Ontario's Bwana Claude and the Gorillas, and Bella Lune in our second set, Lady Ravencroft.
As the lovable Giovanni Petiti would say, nice. Let's jump right into our second tri-set, Gravelings and Goblings. Me and Eva shall see you on the other side, here on the Dark Side, only heard on 98.5. CKWR.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity, and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence-promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madame Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help in a way in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word? E at the end of madam@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavenCroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Waterloo Regions, Adult Alternative, 98.5 CKWR.
Where hit music lives.
Can't wait for school to be over. Thank you.
This is The Dark Side with Matt Ravencroft, only on 98.5 CKWR, Waterloo Region's adult alternative radio, and Canada's only gothic mainstream radio station. I'm the one and only gothic empress of southwestern Ontario, Tamara Ravencroft, but most know me as the Madam, or particularly the gothic empress of Waterloo Region. We just heard from German goth rock darkwave band Morbid Poetry with Black Angel from their 1996 Pilgrims album. The second song in our previous tri-set was from Toronto, Ontario, Canada musician Claude Kent. Known here with this musical piece as Buwana Claude and the Gorillas, with their 2020 digital single Dancing with the Wolfman, an homage to the 1971 Canadian horror comp CHCH series The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, filmed in Hamilton, which is where I think you got your research wires crossed, Tiba.
Sorry, I blame conflicting data I extracted from the World Database for the oversight. My boo-boo.
That's quite all right. We all make mistakes. It is from those mistakes we learn to do better. Anyways, back to Dancing with the Wolfman and the Hilarious House of Frightenstein. This is one series the Madam, as a young 9-year-old taught, watched religiously when she was just a young lass propped up in front of her parents' colored RCA television set. Believe it or not, this series helped to inspire the Madam to create The Dark Side, radio format based on a side character from that series, as played by the late but great Billy Bann, whose character, the Wolfman, helmed the radio station with the call letters EECH, that is spelled E-E-C-H. As a young lady, I envisioned myself fitting in for the Wolfman. In the daydreams as I spun some of the disc at that radio station until the turntable blew up. Again, in my daydreams.
My, what a vivid imagination you had, Tamara.
All the better to enchant a music-loving audience with, my dear Eva. I love this song so much that I actually made two Ravencroft edits to it. Even Claude Kent, no relation to Clark Kent, doesn't know about them. If you would like to hear them, send them out in a request. And maybe Mr. Kent will get a kick out of my modification of his song. I'm sure he will love it.
Lady Ravencroft, if they ever did a redo of that series, and they asked you if you would like to be on it, would you do so?
An interesting question. If it didn't interfere with the dark side and the gods at CKWR were fine with it, and if they could work around my disabilities, I might bite into that casting call request. But I have no training in front of a camera as an actress. That might pose a problem. However, I'm a quick learner. You never would know, Eva. Let's just say it's not a no, more a maybe. They could do a revision of the series. CGI special effects and set design have come a long way since the early 70s. There is no reason for the original possessor of the franchise, who is still alive, can't resurrect and rejig the show for another kick at the can, if done right. Anyways, back to the song breakdowns, Eva. It's about my listeners, not about me. Wrapping up the last Hurt set, we had Phoenix, Arizona's goth rock darkwave dream pop band, lead singer Fuchsia Angel and guitarist singer Khalid, and Bella Loon with their 2021 digital single, Ride or Die. Eva, you know the drill. What musical artists and bands await us in the third tri-set of our dark evening?
We have a new song drop from Then Came Silence and another return to Kitchener's on Songstress of Symphonic Goth Cecil Monique.
And with that, let's launch the show along with more marvelous tunes. This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, and you are listening to the only radio station that breaks the mold, not your pocketbook. We are 98.5 CKWR, broadcasting with the power of a million bats running on little treadmills back at the station, broadcasting out of the Tri-Cities. Me and the night shift crew will see you after the next set.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word.
eatheendofmadam@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/madamravencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
The nation's premier gothic music station.
The one I wait for. I need another. Matthew's color is
listening to 98.5 CKWR, Waterloo Region's best in adult alternative music. And if goth isn't classified as alternative, then I don't know what is. Nice to see all of you exceptionally pretty and handsome faces back with me and the Night Shift crew here on the dark side with me, the gothic empress of the night waves, Madam Ravencroft. We just heard from Kitchener's very own gothic darling, Cecil Monique, with an early track with Kindred from her 2014 digital single, Kindred. Then swinging up next in the triad of songs, we had a new song drop from Stockholm, Sweden's goth rock post-punk band. Then comes Silence with Chain from the Hunker 2022 album. Then our final tune was from Hollywood, California's goth rock, goth metal band, Will-O-Wisp. Not our very own Eva, who is a Will-O-The-Wisp, or Ignisus Fatius, which in Latin means giddy flame, which our Eva certainly is.
Thank you, Lady Ravencroft. I appreciate your acknowledgement of my studies in humor and levity in practice.
Nada. The song played was Lame, but not in a bad way. It's just named Lame, okay? From their 1997 album, The Building Up and Breaking Down of Matter.
Lady Ravencroft, do you fear death?
Wow, death has many faces from many religions, both fictionally and non-fictionally.
The Endless. Death of the Endless, I mean.
The goth world's most famous and familiar rendition and face of the Reaper of Souls. This face I do not fear. Not that I show fear, as I like to feel that I've triumphed over that impulse and compulsion.
Is this due to your training with the martial art of ninjutsu?
To a degree, yes.
So why do goths like this face of death?
Let's have this question linger in the ether. I shall answer it in hour two. We are at a crunch for time, and we've got to get to commercials, so I will talk about this in the next hour. So, Eva, what is the song that is queued up leading us out from our first hour, please?
Leading us out into break timer, we have a new 2022 single from New Wave, Synthpop, Dark Wave Canadian independent solo artist based in Berlin, Germany, with Sally Deitch with I Will Be the Sun for You here on the Dark Side.
Marvelously done, Eva. This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio, near the heart of downtown Kitchener, Ontario. Check all of you Gravelings and, of course, my most beloved Goths inside my heart right after station identification and a batch of commercials. See you in hour two with Mandragora Scream, Clan of Psymox, and This Fear.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word. E at the end of Madame at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madame Ravencroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
CKWR, the nation's premier gothic music station.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio.
So good. miss you.